Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned mindful living guide. Welcome back to Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind, where we ditch the mental noise and reclaim our inner peace. Now, if you're anything like me, you know that emotions can be a wild ride sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring on cloud nine, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. It's enough to make your head spin. But guess what? We don't have to just let our emotions run the show. Today, we're diving deep into emotional awareness and regulation, because learning to understand and manage those feelings is key to living a happier, more fulfilling life. Ever felt like you're on an emotional roller coaster with no brakes? You know that feeling when your anxiety spikes for seemingly no reason, or you react impulsively in situations that call for calm? Those are signs that our emotional awareness needs a bit of fine-tuning. It's all about understanding what you're feeling, why you're feeling it, and then finding healthy ways to express and manage those emotions. So, how do we get started on this journey to emotional mastery? Buckle up, because here are five golden nuggets of wisdom to guide you. First things first, practice self-awareness. This means paying attention to your physical sensations, thoughts, and behaviors. When you feel a surge of anger or sadness, take a moment to notice the tightness in your chest, the racing heartbeat, the way you start chewing on your nails. Recognizing these early warning signs is like having an internal GPS system for your emotions. Next up, identify your emotional triggers. What situations, people, or even thoughts tend to set you off? Are there certain conversations that leave you feeling drained, or specific places that trigger anxiety? Once you know your triggers, you can start to create strategies for managing them. Maybe it's avoiding certain social situations, practicing relaxation techniques beforehand, or simply having a go-to mantra to keep those negative thoughts at bay. Now, let's talk about healthy emotional expression. Bottling up your feelings is like trying to hold back a tidal wave. It's only a matter of time before it bursts out in an unhealthy way. Find constructive outlets for your emotions. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, journal your thoughts and feelings, engage in physical activity, or even express yourself creatively through art or music. Remember, emotions are temporary. This is a game changer. They come and go like the tides, so don't let them define you. When you're feeling overwhelmed, remind yourself that this feeling won't last forever. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Finally, seek support when needed. We all need a helping hand sometimes. If you're struggling to manage your emotions on your own, don't hesitate to reach out for professional help. A therapist can provide valuable guidance and tools to navigate the complexities of emotional regulation. Let me share a real-life example. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, your favorite band cancels their tour, and you realize you forgot your umbrella on a rainy day, all within the span of an hour. Sounds like a recipe for emotional chaos, right? But here's where emotional awareness comes in handy. Instead of getting swept up in frustration and anger, take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings, traffic is really stressing me out right now, and then try to shift your perspective. Maybe you can use this time in traffic to listen to an uplifting podcast or catch up on some audiobooks. Remember, even amidst the chaos, there are always opportunities for growth and mindfulness. So, let's recap those powerful takeaways. Self-awareness is your emotional compass. Identifying triggers helps you navigate tricky situations. Healthy expression allows you to release and process emotions constructively. Remember that emotions are temporary, and never hesitate to seek support when you need it. Remember, folks, mastering our emotions is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing those mindfulness techniques. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts in the comments. What strategies have worked for you when it comes to emotional awareness and regulation? And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join us on our journey to conquer overthinking and live more peaceful, fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.